Yes, ma'am, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, I'm one of the board members here. We're going to go ahead and continue with the hearing just by telephone. Is this the inmate or the CO3?
That's the inmate.
Inmate.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. We'll refer to you by your name from this point forward. We're going to go ahead and start the recording. We had a break in the recording. The time is now 1:41 p.m. and we're going to move forward. Go ahead, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Purvis, this is a. Could you please just start by stating your name and your ADC number for the record?
Nicosia Denise Purvis, and my ADC number is 253306.
Thank you very much, Ms. Purvis, and apologize for the difficulty. We often have problems with that system, so it's getting older and doesn't always work.
It's okay. I've never done it before.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what was going on.
It's just usually a little more organized, so apologize. But we can do this by phone just fine. So,
okay. So I have wrote a letter, too. Would I be able to read it?
At some point, let's we have kind of a process that we follow, so I'll let you know when you can read that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. So you're appearing before the Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation that's listed on your warrant of arrest, and you should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. I see that you signed your form on October 16th. Is that correct?
I think so.
Okay, it was a form telling you that the hearing was going to happen today. Okay, and also on that form listed, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of your hearing rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. So I didn't see a lawyer there when we could see you briefly on camera. Are you representing yourself today?
Yes, because I didn't know nothing like about it.
Right, well, that was listed on the form that you signed on October 16th. So, I would like to introduce you to the members of the board. You saw us briefly on camera, even though you couldn't hear us. So there are three board members that will be holding this hearing today. One of them is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and one is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chair for your hearing today. We also have with us, from the Department of Corrections, we have Community Corrections Officer Osborne, and he will represent the department, and he'll also represent your parole officer today in this hearing.
Okay.
All right, so before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Osborne in. So, Ms. Purvis and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Wait, can you say that again, please?
Certainly. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And Mr. Osborne?
I do.
Thank you. So, Ms. Purvis, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. And in phase two, the board will determine if your supervision should be reinstated or if we should revoke your community supervision. So I'm going to read information from your warrant. There's just the one allegation. And as I read it to you, I need you to tell me whether it's true or false.
Okay.
If you believe it's false, the board will take testimony from Department of Corrections, from Mr. Osborne. And then the board will make the final determination as to whether or not you violated your conditions. Okay, do you understand the process that I explained?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. We'll start phase one of your hearing then, and here is the allegation. It states that you have violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or are probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company by violating condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 6821 East Broadway Boulevard, apartment 107 in Tucson, Arizona, on or about May 11th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, and you were an absconder from supervision. So Ms. Purvis, is that true or false?
Wait, can you say that again, please?
Yes, sir. It's that you were in violation of condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 6821 East Broadway Boulevard, apartment number 107 in Tucson, on or about May 11th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, and you were an absconder from supervision. So is that true or false?
It's true, and also about that.
Well, Ms. Purvis, let's go on to the next phase, and phase 2 is where you can talk to the board and explain everything about that. Okay?
Okay.
Let me finish phase 1 of your hearing, and to complete phase 1, based on admission from Ms. Purvis as to allegation, the only allegation on this warrant, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. Hold on 1 second, Ms. Purvis. I have to mark some paperwork here. Okay, thank you. Now, let's move on to phase 2, and this is where you can talk a lot more to the board. If you remember, phase 2 is where we determine if your community supervision should continue or if it should be revoked. So, before we get too far into phase 2, we're going to ask Mr. Osborne to give us some background information about you and kind of how your supervision was going. So if just hang on the line there, Ms. Purvis and Mr. Osborne.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Purvis was released from DOC custody on March 31st, 2017. She was arrested on September 25th of 2017 by the Tucson Police Department under absconding warrant status and new misdemeanor charges of obstruction and refusal to give true name. She was returned back to our custody on September 26th of 2017. With 137 abscond days, with a community supervision end date of August 16th of 2018. Current conviction, 2011, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2010, armed robbery, 7 years, 6 months. She's had 1 term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4.4, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no SGG or gang information noted. She has a significant disciplinary history with drugs, threats, violence, disorderly conduct, and sex acts noted. Other arrests, 2005, aggravated assault, AZ, unknown, and 2009, robbery, AZ, felony conviction, probation. She has a community risk score of G3V4, and I also have status and charges attached from Senior Parole Officer Stephanie Erickson.
Thank you.
Dated Tuesday, October 24th of 2017. It says on 9/26/17, she was arrested by Tucson PD for a new misdemeanor charge of obstruction and refused true name. And Tucson City Courts have dismissed the charges, dismissed by the prosecutor.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Osborne. So, Ms. Purvis.
Can you repeat that again with the substance abuse?
Gosh.
Did he say
something? I'm not sure where.
I don't know what you're talking about, ma'am.
He didn't say substance. I'm sorry. We all go ahead, Ms. Rittenhouse.
That was a lengthy statement that he gave, Ms. Purvis, so which particular part did you need to hear again?
The part with the substance abuse test.
So I didn't hear a part about
that. The substance abuse.
Oh, the score? Which
score,
is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's... Ms. Purvis, your mental health score is a 3 and your substance abuse score is a 3. That's a kind of a standard test the department does for everyone. And those were just your scores on those tests.
Yeah, because I never took any drugs.
Understood. And this is just your score that the department did with the test they use.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So it looks like when you were released, you were approved to go to the 6821. Let's see, you were released about March 31st to go to 6821 East Broadway in Tucson. But on April 3rd, which is just a few days later, your sponsor moved out of that address, and your parole officer had no idea. You didn't report that to your parole officer. So where did you go?
Okay, that's what I wanted to explain.
Okay, good. Let's hear it.
The same apartments where you're saying 6821 on Broadway.
Uh-huh.
This is how I had got confused because, an apartment can be but it's like the same like apartment and everything like that.
Yeah.
Like one side could be the other than one, but it's the same apartment and it's like the same address.
Right.
Yeah, like that. My mom did not actually explain that to me because where I was at, it was in the same apartment, but it was at my brother's house and everything like that. And me and my sister, like, we couldn't live at the same apartment and everything like that.
So you're saying it was a different apartment number, so it was not apartment number 107, it was some other number?
Yeah.
What was the other number?
I can't remember.
And one of your family just happens to live in that same apartment complex?
Yes.
So whose apartment is at 6821 East Broadway, apartment 107? Whose is that?
That was my mom.
So you were supposed to go live with your mother.
That's why I was at.
Okay, but...
But my mom had moved on...
April 3rd.
Yeah, my mom had moved on the... East side at Craycroft Gardens, and my sister was living with her.
All right, and so you moved to, did you move with your mother over at Craycroft?
Nuh-uh.
Where did you go?
I was at the same apartment on 6821, but it was my brother's house.
Okay. Well, hold on one second, Ms. Purpose. Mr. Osborne has some information for us.
Yes, so this is just on the proposed placement, so I just wanted to read an entry from February 23rd of 2017.
Okay.
The supervising officer attempted to make contact with the proposed sponsor, Ethel White, via the number provided, that the number is no longer active. On February 22nd of 2017, this officer attempted to contact the proposed sponsor via the address provided. Ethel was available at 6821 East Broadway, number 121, Tucson, Arizona, 85710. It was determined the proposed sponsor was also the sponsor of offender Watts Raven, which is another offender on the supervising officer's caseload. Ethel was advised that Mate Purvis Nakasha, 253306, would not be approved to reside there due to her sister being on supervision and her co-defendant to the current crime. Contact with inmate Chris Nakasha's brother Christopher Thomas, who resided in 107, and that was the apartment that was approved.
Okay. All right. So now we've gotten to the bottom of that. So you understood the reason you couldn't live with your mother is that there was another person on supervision and also your co-defendant living there. So
my sister.
That's not allowed. So, but you were approved, it looks like, to live at your brother's, which was the apartment 107.
Yeah.
Okay, and did you stay there?
Yeah.
Okay, and you stayed there the entire time you were on supervision?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Were you working at all while you were on supervision?
I almost had a job, but that's when I had got the warrant and everything. But I was taking, what was that? What are those ones, like mental health classes?
So at La Frontera, maybe?
Huh?
At La Frontera?
Yeah.
For mental health or anger management?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and it looks like you also were responsible to provide some urine specimens. It looks like you had a couple that were negative, and that's a good thing. Let's see. It looks like you have a little bit of activity involving drugs in some of your prison discipline. Do you use drugs, Ms. Purvis?
No, I don't.
Okay, why do you think you have discipline in the prison for drugs?
I take medicines for my seizure medication. That's the only medication that I take. And then I take my prenatals because I'm actually pregnant now.
Okay. All right. So you have seizure medication, I see. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. All right. Well, hold on one second, Ms. Purvis. Mr. Osborne has more information.
Yes, ma'am. Just reading up on the notes, there's more information about residences.
Okay.
On June 7th to 17th, Officer Stephen Wade made notes and said, this officer spoke with the property management. They stated the offender has never lived at the approved address. They stated they are going to evict her and her brother from another apartment in a separate complex. And then on June 7th, late entry, this officer spoke with the individual who reported to be the offender. The individual gave this officer an apartment number. This officer was not able to find this apartment. The officer told the offender that the management didn't want her at the residence and that she is in violation because she hasn't given an accurate address. So after that date, they were never able to locate an apartment or the address to give.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Osborne. So, Ms. Purvis, you were on abscond status from your supervision for 137 days. What were you doing during those 137 days?
I was staying with my grandma.
Okay.
Helping take care of her.
Okay. And where does your grandma live? Tucson?
Yes. In on the east side in Las Casitas apartment.
Okay, on the east side. All right.
Yes.
And you said you were not working, and you were not using drugs. You were taking your meds. What happened when the Tucson Police Department arrested you? What was going on that day?
That day. I had went to the store. I actually was like going through some like mental health problems to where I had actually was out of it where I had actually cut on myself.
Oh, are you okay now?
Yeah, I'm okay now. It was like some things going on with my mom and my sister.
Okay. So how did the police how did you come to their attention?
How did they find out?
Yeah. Well, what was happening then when the police arrested you?
I remember my cousin Ida, I remember she told me I was actually gonna turn myself in, and when I had went to the store, police was there, and my one cousin, O'Shaughnessy Adams, had called them on me.
Okay, I understand. All right, I'm gonna see if my fellow board members have questions for you. Neither one? Okay. All right, Ms. Purvis, we're coming to the end of your hearing, and you mentioned you had a letter or something you wanted to read to us, so now would be the time. Let us hear that.
Okay, good morning. Well, it's afternoon now, because I thought it was going to be in the morning, so excuse me for that. Okay, good afternoon. How are you guys doing this afternoon? Good, I hope I'm doing okay, but thank God for that. Well, I know when I'm here this afternoon for my parole review board, this is new to me, okay? First off, I'm explaining my half of what I have to say. First off, I do apologize for what happened. My address got changed, and all I know, I should have did different, and at that time, I wasn't thinking. I made an extreme mistake. I'm not at all making no excuses. I'm pregnant now. I wasn't planning to get pregnant, but I found out, and I'm having triplets, and I want to raise them to the fullest, to be there for them, give them what they need, but I'm not getting proper nutrition that I'm supposed to get for them. I'm not getting fed the extra meals how they used to feed the pregnant women. They stopped that system. Now even the right prenatal care pills. I want proper medication for me and them. I want to do right. I wasn't out there on drugs or even drinking. Plus, I don't do none of that at all. I want the best for my life. I don't want to be up in here. I'm so disappointed in myself and for what I did that I walked back up in here. At 3 children to look forward to and to raise. Would you all give me this chance, please? I'm asking you, please give me this chance to finish my parole, raise my kids, and be around my family. Nothing else matters out there besides my family and my 3 kids that I have. And once again, I do apologize for what I did.
Is that the end of the letter, Ms. Purvis?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, is there anything else you want to say to the board just before? The board's going to go into discussion here. We do all of our discussing in open, according to the open meeting law, so we haven't talked about your case before right this very minute. Without any further delay, well, the board's going to go into discussion, and it'll sound like we're talking to you, Ms. Purvis, but if you'll just stay on the line, you can certainly listen to our discussion, and then we'll get back to you with a determination. Okay? Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The board's now in discussion.
Yes, sir. Ms.
Purvis? Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
That's a female you're talking to. You keep referring to her as sir. It's the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, who's been your panel chair today, okay?
Yeah.
It's okay. Sometimes they call everybody sir. I'm used to it. Thank you. Okay, Ms. Purvis, the board's going into discussion. This is a difficult situation. I mean, I can't overlook that Ms. Purvis was absconded for 137 days, and there seems to be a lot of misinformation or confusion about residents, exactly where she lived, where she was. And toward the end of the hearing here, she's revealed that she's pregnant with triplets. And my inclination right at this moment is that for her own good and for the good of those children, the best thing for her would be to stay right where she is and make sure that she gets the nutrition, the care that she needs for those children. But I'll certainly listen to any advice of my panelists. Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. I'd like to follow up very quickly with Mr. Osborne, only if he knows, or you may both know, and that is, she made reference to like some sort of change in the nutritional program inside the prison system.
Sir, I'm not aware of changes in any kind of food program, other than there are private companies that do operate the same as medical. But as long as I've been in there for 10 years with the department, there's hundreds and thousands of women that have given birth inside the department. They have private contracts with hospitals, so all that's taken care of. So
I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you. Any other comments or information? All right, I'm going to make a motion then, and that is, I move to revoke community supervision for Ms. Purvis, as she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, specifically by absconding for 137 days, during which time we don't know if she, what she was doing. She may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal waste or company. So that is my motion.
Second.
Great.
Thank you. All right. Ms. Purvis, you heard our discussion, and the board has voted to revoke your community supervision and keep you incarcerated. And I hope you heard our discussion that it is for, out of concern for you and for your unborn children, so that you can get the proper care, and we know that someone will be looking after you. You won't have to be worrying, be out in the community and worrying about proper nutrition and medical care. So Ms. Purvis, we wish you the very best, certainly the very best of luck with those triplets, and we thank you for participating in your hearing today. And this hearing is concluded. Thank you very much, Ms. Purvis.
Okay, and yes, so I will be staying in here until my parole is finished?
Yes, approximately August 16th of 2018.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much, Ms. Purvis. And if you would put the CO3 back on the line, we'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.